and sprinkling them all around over that till the lid's covered with charcoal. And when you do that, you let it sit there till 2.5 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And you go back and take that thing and lift it off right easy and set it down if you want to. If you just want to feel, see if the tater's done, just mash one if it's soft. Mm-hmm. Take your poker then, turn that over right back in the ash, back in the place where you got it, in the far place. Then you take your, get a pan, take your sweet taters out, lay them like you want. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to put your bread in, you can cook your bread in that if you want to. Cornbread, if you want to make dodges.
What else?
Dodges. Uh-huh. They make them up just round, sharp at both ends, just right around.
Just with your hands?
Just make them with your hand. Just bedoddle them that way till they get round. And when they get round, nice and round, just lay 3 or 4 in there.
Uh-huh.
And you don't lay them on top of one, it wouldn't do, because the other one wouldn't cook right. And so you just lay them in the skillet, then put your lid back on and get your far. Mm-hmm. Put on the lid. You done got enough 400 down there for the taters. And you get your pot lifters and hanging that thing, put it over. Then you done throw the far coals off, and then you have to go back there and get you some new coals and put on top of your lid.
Mm-hmm.
And let it stay there for about 30 or 40, maybe 40 minutes, and it's ready for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want some biscuits, you got another one, do it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your biscuit. And if you want a flat cake,
then
make it flat. That's let's see, as big as a skillet is, or either, what do I call this thing?
Oven.
Big as the oven is, you can make it the thick, make it about that thick.
And 4 inches thick?
About 3 inches thick.
Mm-hmm.
And get your 400 though, and don't get too much on it, it'll burn it. Burn the bottom before it cooks the top.
Mm-hmm.
You just want a little far on the bottom. You want to take all that far out and just put back some fresh coal, just a little, enough to brown the bottom of the biscuit. Then you put your moisture far on top, and that top's what gets them biscuits swelled and gets a little hotter while then they brown, just like gingerbread, as brown as you want.
Mm-hmm.
I like my biscuits white. Now back yonder, I remember eating some out. Mother would say, just so they swell, just so they at the last peak of swelling.
Mm-hmm.
And they're half rolled in, and that's where I live. But she had a family of 10, and she'd have to cook my biscuits by herself, because I just saw mine got red and got white. I call them white biscuits. Then, and they eat the white biscuit, I eat the white biscuit and they eat the brown biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference in one out of the family. It's curious, you know, there's always one.
Yeah.
Curious about what they eat. Some won't eat this, some won't eat that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like my biscuit, and they said it's again you'd eat half raw dough. But I want them that way and spread them over and lay butter in them. Give me a little tea. And I could eat 7, 8 every morning.
Yeah.